man. Let us out.
Get back or you're all going to get missed.
What's up, man? You can't keep us down here like this. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong is that there's more of you showing up every day, and I need to find out why.
What makes you think you can tell us where to live?
This is a free country, man.
Bruh, I'm not going to argue with you, right? Just go with it.
Just go with it? We've been down here for days.
And you're going to be here a little longer, bruh, right? Here's some joints and a guitar.
Once knew the games into the guys play.
Playing Space Cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games. I can't play these video games.
Games are more entertainment radio.
Alright, this is episode 91 of Games and More Entertainment Radio. I'm C4.
I'm Kobar.
And then there's this asshole.
Hooks!
Hooks is in the house.
That's right.
And I can't put this on the notes because it's gotta be a surprise. I gotta just put C4, Kobar, and some other asshole. So that when they listen to it, they go, oh my god, and you know what, you're making people's day right now.
I've gotten a few different emails, from Big Boy, one from Modem, and, hey, you know, fuck, I'm happy to be back on.
Yeah, we're glad to get you back too. And this is gonna happen probably a lot more often now, right?
Yeah, because I'm back in the area,
so. Moved back in the area.
Back to the north end.
Out of the scorching heat into the crap, oh, this place. I hate this place.
Bullshit.
I know, it sucks.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I want to apologize for last episode. Episode 90 was not supposed to happen. We weren't going to record because I had the day off, only one day off that week. Somehow wound up drinking and my brain was poisoned. People were telling me we should record. It seemed like a good idea at the time. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning Pacific time.
I got dragged into this. I wasn't even at home when
that
it
was,
started.
I blame Modem for that.
Okay, now I listened to this, and I saw that you said you were on there, and I listened for a good 15 minutes, never even heard your
That's
voice.
That's because we called him a little bit later, like maybe 15, 20 minutes in.
You probably stopped right before
we called.
Up.
Yeah,
I started taking his
time. I wasn't in the house when they decided this would be a good idea.
Probably wasn't the best idea that we've ever had, and I'm saying that this will not happen for a long time again. Probably, hopefully, another 90 episodes, I'm sure. Because
well, apparently people liked it.
That's the part that I cannot calculate.
It almost felt like I was on there. As many F-bombs as you dropped in the first 30 seconds of the fucking show.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was hearing people say. They were just like, this is almost as bad as episode 6. And people were going back and listening to episode 6.
And 6 was a good one.
14.
13 and a half was a good one.
We didn't do 13. Remember, we skipped 13.
14.
We had 12 and 14. Yeah, 13 and a half.
13
yeah.
and a half.
We never ended up doing a 13, and no matter what plans we had, it just never came around, and we're still working on it or something. And we're going to come around to 113 here pretty soon again. I don't know what the hell we're going to do yet, but it was a lot of fun to do the show, though, especially when I got to hear it again for the first time when I edited it the next day, and I was like, wow, we had some pretty interesting topics there at some points. I got to listen to myself yell at myself for a couple hours. I don't know what to say about that, but it seemed like a good idea, and it was something that we'd actually talked about for a long time, but the plan was to have a whole bunch of drunk people
right.
do a show. Not just, hey, this sounds like a good idea. C4's been drinking tonight. Let's get them to do the show. Now, we do have some email for this week, though. Not about episode 9, I don't think, anyway, was it? No, they didn't mention
Not that. About how we screwed up.
We got two here. Liked your podcast. This is from Furiously Poetic. I just got done listening to your podcast as I was... this is great. I just got done listening to your podcast as I was playing WoW, no less. That shit was funny, so I figured I'd drop you a line and say what's up. Anyway, keep up the good work. Keep the podcast coming and start playing World of Warcraft. All right, have a good one. By the way, you said you fix people's computers. I do the same shit, basically. Do you work for a big company like CompUSA or Best Buy? The answer is yes. And no, it is not fun. Now, World of Warcraft. This is going to be interesting. Let me read the other email here real quick. Okay, new to your show from Duke City 420. I just recently stumbled upon your show, and I'm hooked on it. I don't know why. I can't imagine why anybody would listen to this dribble, especially after the last show. We just lost half our listener base, I'm sure, after 19. Let's see here. I upload back episodes on my PlayStation Portable, and me and my coworkers listen to them at work. In episode 87, you mentioned Rush 2 for the Nintendo 64, in which you have a big open areas with obstacles and jumps, but you didn't know the name. Ah. Good deal. It is a really cool game, and I wish there was more driving games with a fun, non-racing aspect. And I think that's one of the things that I really like about stuff like Burnout. Mm-hmm. You know, where it's like, because I like racing. You gotta have, to me, it's like the point of a race car game. If I'm in a car, it's, I gotta beat somebody. But it's not just racing. It's explosions and explosions and wrecks and stuff, you know? I love it. That's a great, have you ever played that?
Mad?
No. No, it's called Burnout 3.
No.
Burnout, any of the Burnouts. Dude, no. You would love it. I think you would just love it. And let's see, have you guys checked out From the Shadows? And let's see, he gives us the address here. It's http://. This is great. Stashbox.
I like that name. I have a stash. Actually, I've got two.
Stashbox.
One's got a glass, you gotta break it in case of an emergency.
fromtheshadows.tv/box3.0.php. That's 3.0.php. I'll put the link in the show notes or something. In which Yoshi, formerly of Tech TV Screensavers, mods his PSP and puts a better Wi-Fi antenna on. They also have some PSP versus DS on episode 1. I love the content of your shows and keep up the good work. I've never heard of that from the Shadows.
No, I haven't either.
And usually I'm pretty on top of stuff like that. I don't know, this sounds a lot like, System and, what the hell's that other one called? From Kevin Rose. The Broken. Anyway, I don't know, but I also don't watch tech, so I don't even know who this guy is, this Yoshi character.
He's a guy, he was on Screensavers, wasn't he? He like,
I just said it, yeah, Yoshi, formerly of Tech TV Screensavers.
He would have like little sections on Screensavers where he modified a computer.
And, oh, really?
Like made, he would make like LAN party boxes, you know, out of like old ammunition cases, and he'd turn that into a computer, and that was his shtick.
Okay, okay. That's pretty cool. Thanks for the emails. I finally got around to changing the email address on the site now, because we still get emails from ones that don't work. And it's c4.gameradio@gmail.com. That's the one that actually works for now, which I can't stand webmail, but it's all we got, because everything else is borked and I'm too lazy to look into it. And the host is convinced that it works just fine, and I know better, because it does not work. It's selective without its emails, and I've ranted about this before, and it kind of sucks. But I do have some good news about, well, I got some weird news about games this week, because it's the Nintendo Revolution.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's the point. You know, I was really
Is this supposed to be like the next step up from the
Exactly. Yes. This is coming out in end of 2006, supposedly. This is Nintendo's next-gen console, right?
Is it going to be CDs, or is it going to be the fucking...
It's going to be discs. It's going to be discs.
It's about time.
Yeah, well, they got discs on the Cube. They're little tiny discs, though. Now they're going to be, I think, full-size DVDs, mm-hmm. and it's going to be... They're going to step up to where, like, the Xbox is now, and the PlayStation 2 is now, and the Xbox 360 is going to. They're going to have full-size discs and all that, I imagine. The pictures show the full-size discs, anyway. Because they haven't released any information about... There's not very much information about the Revolution. Right. And I think I know why. It doesn't exist! The information doesn't isn't out there because it doesn't exist. They haven't narrowed it down yet. You know, they don't know what they're going to put into it. They've got over a year left to go, you know.
That's true. It doesn't need to be proprietary equipment, either.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you slap a processor in there and...
Worked for Microsoft.
Yeah.
You know, kind of. It will work for Nintendo, because people buy Nintendo generally for the games they expect to come out on a Nintendo. Zelda games, Mario games, some kind of Mario, you know, all the Mario games, Mario Party, Kart, Smash Brothers, you know, all this crap. Star Fox. You know, you buy it to get that kind of stuff. Zelda. And I don't think it works so well for Nintendo, the GameCube. You know, I mean, really, this came down to PlayStation 2 this time around. It really did.
Oh, yeah.
You're right? I mean, as much as I'd like to defend everybody else, you know, as
it
much as
came
I...
came down to PlayStation 1.
You know, yeah, yeah, that's true. But as much as I like to defend, you know, the Xbox, I do play that more than I play my PlayStation 2 somehow. I have way more PlayStation 2 games. As much as I'd like to defend the GameCube, because as few games as I have, they're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them. You know? And it's just, it doesn't work. You look at the numbers, PlayStation 2 outsells them all way, by a huge amount, right? A huge number. Now PlayStation stepped into the portable arena. You know, they've got their PlayStation Portable. They're gonna kill Nintendo there, I think. I'm sorry. But the
DS... So far, that's not holding true.
You know, I've read something about that too, that the DS was what was it? But what was making it sell so well?
The fact that it was a touchscreen?
No, Nintendogs.
Oh.
Well, whatever does it, at least they're doing pretty solid against the
PSP. I don't think it can hold up, though. Versus a thing that you can encode your own movies straight off your DVDs.
You can watch a movie on this.
You can take your DVD, throw it in your computer. I think it's called Video 9 or something. I can't remember. Sony just released software for it. It's really,
That email said people listen to us on their PSP.
Yeah.
You can buy a fucking laptop, man. Next time I'm on an airplane, yeah. I'm taking a PSP.
Exactly. You know, I mean, it's tiny, it's small, it's got, you know, a nice, well, decent length battery in it, you know, that can last a certain amount of hours. It'd last a decent plane flight, at least. you know.
So you buy two batteries.
You know, no, you can't. They're internal, probably soldered in lithium ion deal.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So you just got to charge it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would not be surprised at all if they come out with at least aftermarket third-party
There is a battery add-on thing.
Battery add-on.
There is already, yeah. It attaches to the back. It's like a big, giant, bulky power supply kind of thing. I don't really, not really get behind that one, but I don't think it can last for Nintendo.
That helps the PSP become, I mean, that's my biggest, 4 hours?
I don't like all those stupid add-ons to the handhelds, though. You see these people, it looks like they bring like a portable desk with them. They got little lamps on little curly things, you know, and they bend. Yeah, and
the original Game
Boy. They got a stylus now.
It had the thing that opened up.
The magnifying glass.
The magnifying glass, the light, the big old freaking stereo speakers.
Yeah. I don't really get behind that for some reason. I like it. It's portable. I like it being portable. You know, I like it nice and small. It slides in my pocket. I don't know what's there.
Made the Game Boy twice as big as it already was.
Right, yeah, no, I had that damn thing, too. I'll be damned. I did. I had to, though, man. It seemed like that's a cool little add-on. And I was like, this is stupid. But the Game Boy original one was pretty big anyway, though. And it was pretty rough carrying that thing around. It was like, that thing was huge.
It was like the first fucking cell phone.
You know, yeah, right. Dude, what was the last time you saw New Jack City?
Oh, dude, that takes you back. You see that? And they're like,
yeah. There's a scene where they got, what's his name, Nino Brown, Wesley
Chris
Snipes?
Oh.
No, it's Wesley Snipes. And he's got he's got a cell phone with him. It's like one of the old monster cell phones. Yeah, and I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe it. How funny. I saw it just the other day and it made me think about it. But the revolution, Nintendo seems to have this bad habit of doing at least like one major thing that always winds up shooting themselves in the foot.
Mm-hmm. And it's like they have to.
It's their shtick. It's what they do.
Since N64,
they should have gone with CDs way back then. They went with carts back on the Nintendo 64. They didn't go with CDs on the Super Nintendo, which they probably should have stayed with Sony on that one. You know, or who was it, Panasonic, or whoever the hell they were dealing with at the time. Remember, they were going to have a CD add-on for the Super Nintendo. They never did. Sega had the Sega CD though, which I thought was fantastic. Sure, it wasn't the most popular thing ever, but those that had it loved it.
It was cool. Yeah.
You know, yeah. That
had
so many cool games for that thing. I love that damn thing. Nintendo never delivered because they had their issues with whatever the hell company it was, you know, and turned around to bite them in the ass. You've got the Nintendo 64. They went with carts. Such a bad idea at this
point.
Not
to mention it was very hard to program for.
Yeah, I heard that too. But then so supposedly was stuff like the PlayStation 2, and that didn't stop them. So, but then you went to the GameCube. They went with the small discs. Right, we've got these little tiny discs on the GameCube. Right, they hold like 1.4 gigs.
That wasn't their major problem with the GameCube, though, either.
That was one of their biggest problems, though.
It's all the kid games.
They've always kind of done that, though.
Well, yeah, but years, and they didn't have anything. But they've always done that. Well, in the past, we were all kids.
Right, well, yeah, exactly.
The amount of adult gamers was very small. Now the amount of adult gamers is very big.
Exactly, because we didn't stop gaming. We kept gaming, and that's where Nintendo, they're really losing it there. They're really screwing that up. And now, we've got information about the revolution, which I'm going to start calling the Retrolution, I swear to God. Okay, because the only reason that I can see buying this damn thing now is to play the old games. All right, now, I don't know, Hooks, if you've heard this, but you're going to be able to play Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, and GameCube games on Nintendo's new console, the Revolution.
With the same type of graphics, or are they going to be better?
It's going to be just like it was back old school. Now, I know you're not going to want to.
I'm not buying that shit.
So, yeah. Well, it's not like that's what it's only going to play. They're going to have all new games for it, too. But one of the cool features is that you're going to be able to play all of your favorite old games.
So, you have to imagine then that everything, they're going to have the cartridges in.
No. You're going to download them.
Like it's going to go into flash memory.
Yeah. You're going to be able to download
all those little flash drives.
Exactly. It's kind of like a ROM, how you would distribute like a ROM to play on an emulator on your PC or your Xbox or anything that you're going to run an emulator on. You know, it's kind of like, it's just the dump of the cart, you know, or the, well, yeah. Because the GameCube games,
yeah,
are
once you download it, you'll put it onto this
little card thing.
Right. You put it into the console, and will the console hold it, or will you have to fucking keep it on?
You
got
to keep
stick?
It. On, you probably have to keep it on a little card. With I haven't seen anything about a hard drive or anything yet.
The details about the revolution for anything is extremely sketchy and rare. And
it's because they don't exist. I swear to God, they have a rendering that some dude did in Photoshop for him to whip it up for E3. That was it.
He had one.
Did he?
But it was just a
hump of plastic.
How close
did you look at that? Yeah, it was probably just three DVD cases glued together with some Elmers. All right. I'm sure. All right. But I don't know.
Duct tape on the bottom.
You know, yeah, totally, right? Now, I don't see why they'd want to go ahead and do something like this. Now, one of the biggest things about these new consoles, I'm talking about the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360 here, right, is they're supporting high-definition TVs.
Sweet.
Right, right. Awesome. That's the next step, for at least for as far as home graphics on a console are going.
Could you imagine a war game? Or even football, any game
would be
blood splatters on
10 times the game.
That's the problem that consoles have graphically, because they don't have monitors.
Right, exactly. So you're limited to like 480.
That TV is incredibly bad resolution compared to this monitor.
Your TVs look like ass compared to a monitor. Because think, what resolution you get on your TV here? 480 by something or whatever the hell it is, or whatever, it's something ridiculously low. Your monitor, 1280 by whatever, without even blinking an eye. You know, or 1600.
So you better watch TV on this shit than on TV.
Oh yeah, it looks way hella better.
Oh yeah,
Have
you ever heard of a website called?
Don't say it. Now we'll go over that later when we're not recording. Now we've got these crappy TVs that we all have. Okay, now the FCC did say a couple years ago, by 2006, everybody is supposed to have high definition TVs.
Was it that long ago now?
It was a long time ago. I swear it was like 2002.
They're not able to make it affordable.
That's the problem. 2002, 2003, I believe. I remember hearing it when the FCC was talking about everybody had to have high def TV because they were going to make the cable broadcast high def TV.
High def everything through.
Which this crap would not be able to handle. It would just, it would not work. So, we've come to the point now where we're getting really close to 2006, and we're not there. And I swear I heard that they bumped it because Americans are lazy and, we're slow to adopt. The rest of the world has this crap. Mm-hmm. We don't.
Well, heaven forbid inflation quit going up and poverty keep going.
Have you seen the prices of a high-definition TV? A really nice one? Like, one that you would actually buy?
Oh, it's
buy.
Like a grand or more.
Dude, it's way up there. It's up there, Give me $4,000 and I'll go buy a decent-sized high-def TV.
I can barely afford to pay for gas. What the fuck makes the FCC think I'm going to afford a fucking TV?
Exactly, right. So
I can be told what I can watch and what I can't watch.
That's not to say that all these consoles aren't going to work. They're going to work. They're going to work just, mostly fine. Okay, because the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3 are designed to run these games at really high resolutions, like 720 progressive, 1080 interlaced on the Xbox 360. The games are designed to run like that, but they're supposed to kind of work back on our old TVs. I mean, so they're going to play. They're going to be all right. You're going to have to make some adjustments in the config menu and all that, and you're going to lose a little bit of the experience, though. The PlayStation 3, however, it's a little bit beefier. It'll actually do 720 progressive, 1080 interlaced, and progressive on you can do it on two high def TVs at the same time.
Damn.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. So you can like watch Spider-Man over and over while you're playing a game or something.
That's right.
Pretty cool.
Well, all I have to do is look at the case.
So yes, yeah. So and if anybody doesn't notice that, look at the damn case in the PlayStation 3. Have you seen this thing?
I didn't even know there was a PlayStation 3.
They're working.
It's not out yet.
Yeah. But the logo on the side where it says PlayStation 3, it's the font for Spider-Man 2. It's the same font. It looks like it says Spider-Man 2 when you first glance at it, but it says PlayStation 3.
Oh, shit.
It's a Sony picture, so, and it's also super popular and everything. So.
Now, the point of talking about the fact that Nintendo always shoots themselves in the foot and that these two have the progressive scan and whatnot is the revolution's not going to. And the GameCube did!
Yeah, they said originally that the Revolution was going to support high-definition TV like that. And now they're saying, at this point in time, we're not going to do it. It costs too much for the consumer, because it costs more for us to manufacture, and it costs too much to make the games for the developers. That's what they're saying. And I'm thinking to myself, these developers are buying these kits and all their toys and tools anyway for these other two consoles. It's not tacking a whole lot of cost onto a Revolution game.
No.
For
the Revolution only, maybe a little.
Yeah, but, I mean, that means who? That means Nintendo.
Yeah.
Because almost nobody that I can think of at the top of my head only puts out games on a Nintendo console. Seems like you always see Nintendo and PlayStation. Or Nintendo and Xbox. Or everything but Nintendo. Mm. I don't know. Just seems like how I see it. I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff out there.
You got a fucking mariachi band next time.
I know. The polka circus over here, all this stuff.
I'm about 2 seconds of walking away over there.
Just open the door and scream, immigration!
Let me get out!
Yeah.
Oh, shit!
It'll get quiet again soon. I bet you can hear this stuff on the recording, too. It's terrible. We need thicker walls here. Anyway, yeah, so I saw this today, and I kept thinking to myself, my God, this doesn't make any sense. Now, I understand that graphics don't mean gameplay. No matter how good you make your game look, it doesn't mean it's going to be fun. However, this automatically gives both other companies rights to say, we're better than the Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Just like that, right off the top. We're better. We have better graphics. And unfortunately, we all know this. Everybody's looking at the graphics these days.
Oh, no shit.
So unless Nintendo can, I don't think they can do it, can deliver that good of a product gameplay-wise. Well, I know they're capable of it, but I don't think they're going to do it. This is going to really, really hurt them.
Well, and resolution is a big part of graphics.
Yeah.
I mean, how pixelated something is all about the resolution.
So really, you can have a game which is awesome graphics, but if your monitor is shitty, you're not going to get that good of a view, right?
Right. No. Well, yeah,
it's
going
to look all blocky.
Which
and
is exactly what
and
happens here on our TVs. On TV. You know, like, have you ever played a Dream... Oh, look, you play Dreamcast.
Yep.
Right? Okay. Now, have you ever played it on a monitor, hooked to a computer monitor?
No.
You can do that with a Dreamcast. The Dreamcast was really cool like that, and it only bumped it up one little notch in the graphics category, right? Uh-huh. Just not far.
Like
it was
800 just, by 600.
Yeah, that's what it ran on the monitor, and it was night and day. The games looked 10 times as well, maybe not that, well, twice as good as they did on the TV.
Sweet.
But it was a huge jump. Now we're talking like 3 and 4 times the quality of that even. You know, these games are going to look freaking spectacular, but the Revolution's not. And I don't understand why Nintendo would really do that. There has to be something else going on there. That doesn't make any sense. This removes them from competition.
Mm-hmm. Are they getting ready to maybe just fold?
No. Nintendo will not pull a Sega. That's what I've been hearing and what I've been reading. Never say never.
They don't need to. They have been big in Japan this whole time. They're
not
making
big enough, though.
Plenty
oh,
of money.
Nintendo.
They are making a profit, though. They are making money. They're not hemorrhaging money like, you know, Microsoft did with the Xbox, you know? They're not practically paying people to play games. But it just seems like, I don't know, hearing that all of a sudden the Revolution is not going to support high def, it was just like, ugh.
I don't understand it.
I don't either.
Why
I
go backwards?
That's just
the
it.
GameCube
why go something
it?
New and just be like, eh, skip it.
Yeah, and the GameCube could do it, you know? Why take that away? It's not like the GameCube's super expensive or anything. The GameCube's $100 with a game, you know?
Game of choice or
game? No. Metroid Prime or Mario Kart.
Mario Kart's not bad.
No, we had.
Yeah, but that was a deal.
At
EB.
EB.
Yeah, that wasn't official from Nintendo or anything. So I don't know about any of that. I'm not so sure that's a good idea. But this really, really makes me all of a sudden want to say, you know, Revolution went from a must buy to a, you know, I'll probably get one, but I'm not expecting to play anything new on it. You know, because
maybe Grandma will buy me one for Christmas.
Yeah, you know, like. I wouldn't mind having one. They better put out some really, really nice Revolution games because I'm more interested now in the old games that they're going to be able to play. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be cool to be able to play all that old crap like that, you know, get my hands on games that I have a hard time finding, you know, or that don't emulate quite right, like Killer Instinct Gold. I would kill to play that game again. I love that game. I'd play it all the time, you know, so a Revolution would be worth it to have for me for that, but I don't know. Have you seen their downloadable games list? We posted one on the forum that apparently was some kind of, you know, all these great huge rumors about these next-gen consoles and stuff floating around, and I guess that list came from Famitsu or something, where it was like, these are the games that you're going to have for free right off the top or something, and then it was, no, these are what we speculate, no, these are what we want. Like, I've heard 20 different stories about what the hell this list is supposed to be.
I knew that it could not be real because Final Fantasy is on that list.
And you know what tipped me off? Killer Instinct was on the list. You know who owns that now? Microsoft! It's Rare, right? And now that Microsoft has 51% of Rare, there's no way in hell they'd let Nintendo give that game for free.
No.
There's no way.
And Square would never let anybody give a damn thing away for free.
Yeah.
It's just never going to happen.
Exactly. No, they're going to milk you for every dollar because people will pay for that. You know, and that's just it. That's just it. This list had to be fake. But it's interesting, though, because it's just, what are they going to do? And now I'm seeing that people are saying, Nintendo said they're going to be free download games. So the first thing that comes to, I think, everybody's mind was, dude, they're going to have just like an open server where you can just be all, select all, download, go to sleep, wake up, and you have them all. That's not the case. Yeah, that would be dope, and that's kind of what everybody thought, you know. You're going to have the ability to download all of Nintendo's first-party games for free right off the top. I don't think that's the case, because I've been hearing some very sound theories, and the best one I've heard so far that actually makes sense is, yeah, they're free. It will be free to download. However, you have to buy, say, the new Mario, say Mario Revolution, whatever the hell they're gonna call it, okay? So when you buy Mario, maybe it'll have like a code. So then you get to their little online thing, you type in the code in the Mario Revolution box, and it says, okay, so we know that this guy bought Mario Revolution. We're gonna let him download Mario Brothers 1, 2, 3, World, blah, 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 and all the old Mario games for free. This guy bought F-Zero Revolution, so we'll let him download the ones for the Super Nintendo, we'll let him download, you know, F-Zero on the F-Zero 64, and then FX on the, you know, you won't be able to get the Cube ones. They're going to be on disc. You're going to have to own those. You're not going to be able to download GameCube games. It'd be huge.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're going to be able to download those old ones, though. But I'm pretty sure that it's going to be like a selling point. Like, you know, buy the new Zelda and get all the other ones. Mm-hmm. But you got to download them. So you have to buy a memory card one, which makes a lot of sense. You know, because an open server, just a download, you know.
It would cost them a lot of money.
Exactly. And Nintendo's not into losing money. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. And this makes a lot of sense. So it's going to be pretty interesting, though. They might even use it for, like, promotional things, too. You know, like, hey, there's a new Mega Man game coming out. Download the first three of them for free. You know, yeah. Or whatever. Well, that's a Capcom game, but it was an example.
Get people all excited about the upcoming game.
That's exactly.
That's a good idea, too.
Yeah. You know, so I think it's still a cool idea. Because at least you get something for free still. You know, at least you can get a little bit something for free. What I'm curious about is how long it's going to take this to get hacked to where
now people can play ROMs on their
right. Because that's what it's going to be. Essentially, it's the same idea. The ROM is just the dump of the cart. Okay, it's the read-only memory off the chip onto a file now. It's the same thing that Nintendo's going to have. They're just going to either have some kind of funky encryption or some kind of a weird code in the, like the header of the damn thing.
Right. Well, they would have a file type that would be specific to the Revolution.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't even tell you what they're going to do. I don't know.
Personally, I think that's a given. I also think that they might have, like, lines of code sporadically throughout, so if the Revolution doesn't come across those when they're playing a game, it cuts the ROM down.
Yeah, very possible. And
that's
I hope,
a good idea, too.
I hope they fail miserably. Well, I really
all these things can be added. All these things, a program could be made to throw a ROM in one end and it
exactly.
encodes it and it
exactly.
spits it out the other.
And that's exactly what I'm expecting. Is that you're going to have some program that says open ROM. You click the ROM, you click revolutionize, and bam, it spits out the same file, but now you can copy it to your little memory card thing and you can throw it in your Revolution and play the games you've already downloaded. Right? I'm fairly certain that's going to happen, and it'll be pretty interesting to see what happens with that. Now, we got a little bit of MMORPG news. When I say a little bit, this is going to take like 2 minutes, so don't tune out just yet, people. Okay, now. Because it's not about World of Warcraft. Can you hear
that? Or EQ2?
No, it is about EQ. Oh. And about City of Heroes.
Never mind.
So, EQ2 has a new free trial for people. Remember they had this Trial of the Isle where it was like just the one zone where you could download it and you could make your guy and you could play to like level 6 mm-hmm. and you could just run around that little newbie island. Now apparently they've got something set up called Escape to Norrath where they're going to have it and you can get to level 10 and apparently it's a full-blown... What? You're shaking your head. What?
And that's for EQ1.
It's for EQ1?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Was I reading that all kinds of... Oh, man, that's gay, then. Who the hell wants to play EverQuest 1? Boy, am I glad you read that story.
New EQ expansion.
I just assumed it was EverQuest 2.
Depths of Dark... You think when they said the expansion is Depths of Dark Hollow and not the Arabian Night, whatever, the one in the new EQ 2.
I read the whole damn thing, too. That's bizarre.
No, this is EQ1...
Oh man!
Expansion and
who the hell would want to go play that to level 10? That blows my. Why would you even do that? All right, Sony, you guys are fucking morons. This is why I quit EverQuest like 8 days ago. All right, you guys are fucking stupid. That's just it. Okay, free 14-day trial of City of Heroes. So
right,
that's pretty cool.
Is this
Did I get that right?
Game?
Is that the right game?
Yes.
All right. Jesus.
And this is a fantasy. Another one of the.
This is a comic book superhero.
Yeah. City of Heroes just gets that comic book.
Yeah, which is pretty cool, because you can run around, you know, running around your little tanks and
red
boots and stuff. Dude,
yeah,
you can pick everything.
All your powers and what your powers come from. Like, you can be radioactive-like.
Yeah.
Like super, like a...
You could be Weed
Spider-Man.
Man.
That'd be the ultimate chowder shooter. I would just be shooting chowder all over all the titties.
You could just totally do whatever you wanted. Their character creator is pretty nice. It's not as good looking, though, as this other game called Hero's Journey. Have you guys heard anything about this? Well, I'm sure you haven't.
No.
But, man, this game Hero's Journey sounds absolutely freaking amazing. We're going to have to look into that and keep tabs on this game.
Okay.
It sounds like a damn fine game.
Now, I plan on getting the City of Heroes thing, if not just to sit around and dick around with the character controller.
Yeah.
Although, now, they did have that big lawsuit about...
Marvel trying to sue them over people designing characters like Marvel characters.
Now, I wonder if the character design is now a lot less robust.
They probably just took out things that were a little too obvious, like big green guy with purple shorts, you know? Don't have the Hulk. I'm sure they took out the spider-looking Spider-Man-type costumes, you know, maybe something like that. I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe they took the web pattern off or something, you know, whatever. Who knows? What did you say the site was for that? PlayNC?
Yeah, plaync.com.
14-day free trial to Heroes. That's pretty cool, because I hear a lot of good things about that game still.
Yeah,
so
I do. I do, too.
I don't find it very fun.
Is that only coming out for PC?
Yeah. It's out. It's been out for a long time. They're giving a 14-day free trial of it, which you might be interested, because I know you don't do the fairies and the magic and the dragons.
Yeah, you got it, yeah.
Yeah. I know you're not into that kind of stuff, so it's like talking about EverQuest. It's
craziness.
It's, I don't understand it, yeah. How do you live with yourself?
How do you sleep at night?
Yeah.
With a naked chick.
That's what I'm missing. Damn it.
That's what you're missing.
All right. I gotta play more war games or something.
I can help you.
No, we got Wolf. He's going to send us over a bunch of Chinese girls.
Oh, yeah.
That's
right.
What you need.
That's what
we're going to buy in bulk.
Oh, hello. How you do, Sifo? You want me bang bang boogie? Oh, you so boo-hoo. You big man.
Wolf was just he was just on IRC. We haven't talked to Wolf in months. He finally got himself a stable connection where he can hop on IRC and talk to us. He can finally access the website again. And first thing he does, anybody want a 22 to 24-year-old Chinese girlfriend? I told him, sure, I'd pay for shipping. How much could it possibly cost to ship somebody UPS from China?
They're actually Chinese. They're like fucking 3 foot tall. Shit, you throw them in a square box.
That's what I'm saying, man. 50, 60 bucks. Be here in a week.
The only thing I'd recommend is getting the titty upgrade.
Yeah. He's supposed to be taking pictures. He's like, no, I'm serious. I know so many girls. I'm going to send you guys pictures.
No,
like,
seriously. I'll show you. You'll be like, wow, I don't believe. How you do that?
Bullshit.
It's great. He's actually on. Oh, no, he's still there right now talking. God damn him. Ah, what else did we have that was interesting news today? PlayStation 3 will not ship with a hard drive, but the one that you can buy is going to ship with Linux on it.
Huh.
Now, the reason I say that like that is because I don't see that as a big selling point. Not for most people.
So you're buying a console with no hard drive?
Well, yeah. Yeah, no, seems mind-blowing since we had the Xbox with a hard drive.
Oh, so basically you're paying 30, 40 bucks for fucking memory cards that will hold maybe two or three games on them?
Well, no, because memory cards are huge and the ROMs are small. Oh. On the Revolution. And the PlayStation 3, you're still going to have, like, you can buy a hard drive add-on. Discs. Hopefully they won't pull a PlayStation 2 hard drive on you, where one game supports the damn thing, you paid 100 bucks for the kit, you know, and you get kind of screwed to pay monthly for it. You know, screw that. Okay, hopefully they're going to actually use this thing.
Only one console in the history of consoles
had
has
a hard drive. Yeah, just the Xbox has had one. But it seems
spoiled.
Exactly. It seems like, you know, every single one would have.
Yeah, to me, downloading all your music and shit onto a console and then being able to play the games to that music.
Yeah.
And having the option to not have to worry about carrying a memory card around ever if you don't want to, unless you're going over to your buddy's house.
Exactly, which is why I have mine.
And in that case, just bring the whole Xbox with you.
Yeah. Now, you're going to play Burnout 3 here today. I have it on the PS2.
Okay, I'll play it.
But it's for the Xbox, and I'll have you know that the soundtrack blows ass, but on the Xbox version...
You can put your own in?
Yeah. Right? Plus, the controls are better on the Xbox. So I guarantee, but you're going to go straight to Best Buy and buy this stupid game. I swear to God, it's that much fun.
Do I get a discount?
It's like 20 bucks anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hella cheap. Dude, I got the
hookup today. You can sell blood plasma.
Huh?
And make money now.
I can sell blood plasma. Screw my job. I'm going to donate blood.
No, shit. 100 bucks for four times?
Damn.
I'll turn into a man.
Right there, buddy. Right there.
Come on.
Spooge in a cup for money, too.
That's yeah,
I'll put some chowder in a cup for him. It's special chowder. You'd be like, whoa. Kind of tangy.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, I miss having you on the show.
Yeah, you've been on the show.
Everybody's laughing now. And that's what before we get all serious and I try to keep it on form here, and it's like everybody tells us, yeah, you know, you guys did pretty good about keeping the show together.
It was a good show.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, then we have the ones where we can't come up with notes, we're disorganizing all over the place, and people are like, oh, dude, that was so great to listen to. What? You know?
It's unorganized.
Like 90.
Yeah. And then, yeah, like 90, right?
It's like, oh.
Right? But then I remember the episodes where you were here before an awful lot, and it was people were always saying, God damn it, so funny, you know?
Well, yeah, you'd either get that or that guy's a total asshole.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with that guy?
You got a lot of that, too.
Hit him in the nuts with a fucking slingshot.
You got a lot of that, too. You definitely raise our age requirements.
Yeah, you're going to have to put the whole NC-17.
Yeah.
Put a half an X on the end.
He keeps us with the AO at the top.
Exactly, yeah, the adults
only. We almost had to take that off.
Yeah, for a while we were getting pretty clean there.
Too late.
We were getting pretty clean. We were working our way down to the nice teen rating where you need to be, for good sales. We were getting close.
Hey, you almost made it to E.
We were getting close. Yeah, so I don't know. The PlayStation hard drive, when you buy the PS3, it's apparently going to come with Linux installed. Or probably a disk installed on it too, but I guess it says it's going to come with Linux. And I'm trying to figure out
why. I smacked the shit out of my arm right there. I almost got a fucking
thing. Careful, you're careful. You're going to hurt yourself now. So you get back in the swing of things, you got to take it easy.
Easy.
Now, yeah. This basically, essentially, turns your PlayStation 3 into a computer.
I thought it already basically was.
Well, all it does is play games, though. You know,
watch DVDs.
Well, okay, and watch DVDs. Okay. But now with a hard drive in it, it's a lot more computer-like, and with an operating system that allows you, like, you know, hook up a keyboard and mouse and go to town, you know, you have, like, what could possibly be a really cool, like, media center for your house.
So we're talking, like, a real copy of
a real Linux. Install, bam, you know, here's some stuff.
Not
you can
like
do.
The PS2 has Linux.
Right.
Now, Linux is a program. Is it hardware or software?
Yeah. It's software. Okay. Yeah, it's like
Windows.
Oh, shit. Okay. Gotcha.
I had to.
I do not condone that comparison.
Well, I don't really either, but I had to do something.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah. Okay. Listeners, please understand. Okay. We're going to get hate mail.
I know.
So, yeah.
But it's... Okay, yeah. All right. Now, anyway... That seems pretty cool and all, but do you really think that's going to be used by more than maybe 1,000 people?
Oh, I don't... I think 1,000's awful low.
I do. No, low? I think that's an awful high number. I don't think anybody's going to use this.
What?
I do not see this being popular.
You think 1,000 people use Linux?
On a PlayStation, yeah.
Why not?
Why? Well, I have a computer.
Well, yes. But... There's more than 1,000 people that go, oh, hey, that has Linux on it. I'm going to go ahead and
dick around with it once, and they're going to say, well, this is too hard. If they can't do it on their computer, why would they do it on a PlayStation?
And then you'd be like, get it on eBay.
So, yeah. People are just... I don't see it. Unless they have some grand plan that I do not see coming. You know, if they turn this, though, into, like, the Uber Media Box, that I could definitely see, though. Like, if all of a sudden your PlayStation boots up Linux, and all of a sudden you've got access to emulators, you've got, you know, streaming trailers coming down from, you know, QuickTime's website, if you, all at the touch of a button or two, though, in the middle of your living room, and it doesn't look like a computer, that could be pretty cool, but I don't see it happening. It didn't happen on the PS2, really. You don't hear anybody talking about it if it does. I'm sure it's out there. I'm sure somebody's got a full-blown PS2 deal for it. I don't doubt that at all. And I'm sure we're going to get emails going, oh, man, no, here it is. And I don't doubt that. But right. I never, ever, 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 ever hear about anybody talking about this kind
they
of
are...
I know people that modified their Xbox 500 times. Not one of them had Linux installed on a PS2.
Okay, but the Sony is marketing this straight out of the box as a living room centerpiece with the rabbit ears in the
air quotes.
Yeah. It's like one of their big things is they want this to be a multimedia center.
I have a multimedia center. You know what it's called?
Computer?
My computer.
Well, yeah, but you are awed that it's in the living room.
I guess so.
This is people, yeah. Most people.
Well, actually, I take that back. There's a guy that listens named Shaker, and he does the same goddamn thing.
No, my computer's in my living room as well.
This is the only room I spend any time in. It's the biggest one in the house.
If my computer was in my...
Fucking Hades in here. I'm sweating like a fat girl at a sister's wedding. I'm sweating Crisco.
Like a priest at a Little League game.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no!
That was rough. I'm going to have to steal that one from you. I'm going to get the copyright.
I stole it from somebody, too.
I'm getting a trademark.
But, yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I stole it from somebody. I liked it so much.
Most people have their computers in their office or somewhere else, and they go and they do their computer stuff, and all their entertainment stuff is in the...
I don't see it, though. I don't see that average person knowing enough about computers, let alone Linux, to do this kind
of
stuff.
Well, it's not going to be just a flat-out, out-of-the-box version of Red Hat. I mean, it's going to be a dumbed-down, windowed version of Linux.
Maybe.
But I guarantee it.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, well, interesting topic. We'll have to keep up on this, because I'm curious about it. Cause I can see me playing around with this, you know. I don't see you playing around with it, though.
I'm not touching shit.
I don't see it. I don't see you playing around with that for some reason. Yeah. I just don't. I see you being too lazy.
You can't
take the effort to spell your name right sometimes.
Ooh, that was a shot.
Yeah, it was.
I'm going to keep the punches above the waist.
If anybody's been on IRC, it's he's a terrible...
I'm a really, really, really bad speller. I admit it.
Ravana and I... Am I pronouncing that correct?
He pronounces it Ravana.
Ravana and I have decided that you're lazier than both of us. combined.
Yeah, probably.
Which puts you highest ranked worldwide for laziness. I don't see you doing it. I see you turning it on going, well, that's cool, it works. Turning it off and going back to watching the Enterprise and playing World of Warcraft.
He's the kind of guy that keeps a fucking coffee can next to his computer so he doesn't have to go to the bathroom.
Pretty much. If he didn't live with a girlfriend, I bet he would.
The 3-liter bottle of Shasta. The mouthpiece is nice and wide.
So at first it's Shasta, and then you hope to God the old lady don't walk around. God damn it, I'm thirsty.
Speaking of World of Warcraft, somebody in this room, it's not Hooks and it's not me. Mr. Barr has been playing World of Warcraft.
For free?
For free. He's got a 10-day free deal thing.
Mm-hmm. I did not go out and purchase this piece of software. But we already talked about this at night.
We did? Yeah. I don't really remember. I didn't feel too good the morning after, and I still tried to edit it anyway.
You know,
yeah, but now you had more of a feel on it the other day when we were talking about it than you did before, so.
Yeah, I can see why it's so popular. I can understand what people see in it. It's not for me. It's certainly not for you.
Ooh!
pointing to C4.
Yeah, I don't see me playing that crap either. I just don't see it.
I've
tried it. I don't like it.
Yeah, well, to be honest, you didn't give it all that much of a fair shot. I mean,
I had like 3 dudes that were almost level 20.
Well, did you?
Yeah!
So what's the match?
Yeah, each. I had like a 17 warrior, 19 rogue, had a priest named JC, spelled like Jay-Z writes his, but it was JC, and he was a priest with a big old beard and long hair, and totally looked like Jesus, dude, it was awesome.
I didn't realize you'd gotten that high.
I played it more than everybody thinks I played it. Shh. Gotta keep up the illusion that I don't know what I'm talking about. Shh. I don't like it. This is why I didn't play it. This is why I didn't buy it when it came out. It's not a fun game. Not for me. And yet, you know, I guarantee of the people that listen to the show, most of them are probably sitting there playing World of Warcraft going, God, you're such an idiot. I know that's what's happening right now. I can tell you.
I can see why everybody likes it, but I just don't see myself. I see myself, if I were to go out and buy this game, playing it for a month and then being...
I don't see how this isn't like the perfect game for you, though.
I don't
see how. This game should have been everything that you... I think what it is that you look for super high, epic, uber, impossible... And you get like 25% of the way through it, though. And I think, and since World of Warcraft is 25% at its best, I just don't see you doing it.
See, so that means I can only play this game for about half an hour.
That's just,
before I have to stop.
That's how I see it. That's just how it is. I can't fathom it. You pick the hardest games I've ever seen people play. EverQuest 1, EverQuest 2, and, Final Fantasy XI.
I'm not so sure we can throw
EverQuest
2
in there. Yeah, I don't think so either, because they've so wowed this fucking game. It's ridiculously stupid now.
But EverQuest 1 was like the hardest of...
Right, but EverQuest 2 is still beyond... Well, God, you're right. I can't say that. I can't anymore. I think originally it was supposed to be.
It was supposed to be. It was supposed to have that little aspect for the...
That's why people wanted... That's why I wanted to play. This was the next big thing. Not popular thing. This was going to be the game that lasted forever.
They were going to have...
And they wowed it. And it lasted 6 months.
Little section of the game that was designed for the easy players. And,
yeah. Now the whole game is like that. And it's just... I'm going to start using wow as like a derogatory remark now. It's just so wow. I don't see it. I'm sorry. I don't understand. How is this crap so popular? I don't get it. Moving right along, before we piss off every listener, we got the iPod crowd mad at us, the Mac people mad at us, the World of Warcraft people mad at
us.
That's
like 9/10 of the country,
the
right?
Sony players mad at us, yeah. We're going to be locked in a room with like a bunch of kids that play Zelda, and that's it. That's what we're going to have. This is why Hooks is here to save the show. Yeah. Now, let's see. I want to talk about a little game called SOCOM. The reason I'm bringing up SOCOM is because we mentioned it last or maybe the episode before.
I think it was
89, I think. Yeah. And we got a somebody posted on the forum, and I don't understand this. How come people don't post when they're happy and have good stuff to say to promote conversation? Only when they have a complaint about something, they go to the forum all of a sudden.
Have you ever been to anybody's forum? That's just how it is.
But there is people that like to get... Yeah, go to the Armchair Arcade forums. It's nothing but people having a very grown-up adult conversation about video games.
Really?
Yeah. It's amazing. It is amazing. There is a safe haven on the internet, I assure you. Oh. It is. It's armchairarcade.com. It does exist. It's crazy. It like blows your mind. You're just like, wow. Anyway. No, not wow. You're like,
like whoa.
Yeah, whoa. So, anyway, from a listener named Legion, he posted on the forum, and there was no response to it other than mine. Nobody, I don't know, had anything good to say. They wanted to complain. Whatever. So, but he had some very valid points, and this is what I like to hear. Positive things about these games. That we just kind of mentioned it, because at the time, all I planned to talk about it at that particular show, and it didn't happen. We didn't find any information, but I at least wanted to throw out that it was out there. Then we made some kind of SOCOM joke. You know, about bad AI and bad graphics and a console first-person shooter or something. And this guy basically said, no, that's wrong, and laid it out, and he's entirely right. So I went ahead and finally got a chance to go look into SOCOM 3 stuff, and it's awesome, because listen to the points that he has, and tell me this doesn't sound like the perfect first-person shooter, though. And I know, Hooks, you're all over this, because you play first-person shooters like there's no end, right? Now, and this guy, he's played game for years. It's not like he's some, like, new kid whose first game was a PlayStation 2, you know, or PlayStation 1 even. This guy's been playing games for a long time. Okay. Standard voice chat. Now,
about goddamn time.
Exactly.
They had it on Rainbow Six. Why can't they do it on everything else?
Exactly. And SOCOM 1, this has had us in SOCOM 1. SOCOM 1's been around for a while now, right? Standard voice chat. You know, that's awesome. That is a huge thing for these kind of games. Oh, for any game, really. I mean, I've used it in EverQuest like it was just like the greatest thing ever. It made EverQuest for me towards the end there. I mean, that was it. But everybody that plays has the headset, okay? Play a game on the PC. Unreal Tournament 2004. Play any of that stuff. Anything.
You could have speedy fingers to type.
No, well, yeah, but my point is, all these games may some games support this chat. Not everybody has a headset. Mm-hmm. Kobar doesn't even own a microphone. You know what I mean?
I'll let you borrow mine.
Oh, yeah?
Now I'll fucking give it to you.
Yeah. I'll give you the 50 cents to pay for it so you can buy another one.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, seriously. But he's right, though. Everybody that plays SOCOM has a microphone. So everybody's talking and having a good time. You're organizing with your squad. It's a lot of fun when you're talking to people and you're playing games. It seems like it's not.
No, it is.
It is. If you haven't done it, you're really missing out. It is cool, you know? The level design, he said, was designed, the maps are designed for 8 to 16 players, because SOCOM 1 and 2 are limited to 16 players, right? So the maps are designed for that. Not like when you get on, like, say, Battlefield, right? You hop on Battlefield 1942, PC game.
Yeah.
And you're on a map designed for 64 people, and there's 8 of you.
Oh, dude, you're running around for fucking days.
Exactly. It used to happen to me all the time and stuff like Tactical Ops. How many times would you wander on the map? Like 9 times.
Because there's 2 guys on there.
Two guys on a huge map. Yeah. You know, like, what the hell? That's stupid. Why is the level design like that? It's not supposed to be, right? Standard map rotations. How many times have you hopped on Tactical Ops and it was Trooper?
Oh, shit.
Trooper 2. What was the river one?
I think
Rapid Waters. No, Rapid Waters. Remember Rapid Waters? I know you. That's the one with the dam and the water in the middle, and you run across the damn thing, and you're sniping. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Trooper. You know how many servers came down to where it was Rapids Trooper, Rapids Trooper, Rapids Trooper? It sucks. What happens to the other cool maps? Scope, Monastery, there were some dope levels for that game. Nobody played them. Counter-Strike. You hop on, what do you see? Dust.
You see dust.
I remember when I went back to try to play that game for like the fourth time I tried to play Counter-Strike. I'd hop on, and I'm looking at the maps, and it's like just a whole list the whole way down. Like 90% of the servers playing DE Dust. Maybe a few Italy's in there. You know, it was just like, this is stupid. Why are we playing the same things? But on SOCOM 1 and 2, the map, they're standard rotation. All the servers, you've got these, you know, a variety of levels.
So no matter what, it's making you change the level?
Yeah.
Good idea. Which is pretty cool. Yeah.
There's none of this voting on Trooper every round crap.
Oh, shit.
There's none of this voting on whatever dust every map. You know what I mean? It doesn't, you know, you got a rotation that you go through, and, you know, you play that map. That's cool. I think that's really cool. And the best part, no hacks, aimbots, cheats, and all that bullshit.
Is it impossible, or they just haven't done it yet?
It's on a console.
Nothing's impossible. It's on a console, though. So there's like, you're not really, I mean, the best you can do is hook up a Game Shark and maybe you could pass something by their servers.
Okay.
Maybe.
So that's the big thing about the consoles. There's no way anybody's really going to hack like they do with
the Xbox and the PC.
Yeah.
Yeah. But because it's their online game, yeah, it's online. It's going to be hard to do. And, you know, I could have sworn I heard something about people cheating in SOCOM before.
I'm sure it's possible.
I'm sure it is, but I could have sworn I did.
Infinitely harder than if it was just on the computer.
I'm sure, unless you can use something like a Game Shark, and I could swear to God that I heard about people cheating in SOCOM 1, but I poked around online for like 2 minutes just to see if I could come up with something easily, and I couldn't find anything. So maybe that was just like a rumor that was going around. But, you know, you're going to come across a lot less cheaters on a console game than when you're playing online than you are on a PC. I mean, on a PC game, I almost assume half the players are cheating.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And it sucks. I mean, and you've got stuff like Punk Buster. You ever use that?
I use that, right? Yeah, for the Desert Combat.
Right, yeah. You've got it for the even Battlefield.
94-2.
Yeah, and Battlefield 2.
Vietnam as well.
Okay, and Battlefield 2 has it, and Quake 3 has it. And, I mean, all kinds of games have it, but it's not flawless.
No.
Remember Toast? Wasn't Toast the one for Tactical Ops?
I think so.
Right? Didn't work for shit.
There were dudes floating.
Right, yeah, I know. It doesn't work that way. It's on the PC. It's too hackable, you know? But now I've seen that SOCOM 3 is supposed to be coming out, and it looks like around September 13th. That's pretty soon.
Now, is this only going to be for PlayStation?
PlayStation 2. Yeah, November 13th. You're not... This is a little rumor that I came across everywhere that I went. People were saying that they were afraid that you were going to have to pay to play. That's not true.
What, online?
Yeah.
I've heard a couple things like that on Xbox, too, and they keep on saying it, but I hope it never happens.
Well, separately, you are.
You want to see my ass quit playing.
No, but for some games, you are. Because, like, Phantasy Star Online, you gotta pay. Don't you have to pay for that? I think
you do. Is that a console?
I thought that's only for PlayStation.
Uh-uh. Phantasy Star?
Yeah.
No. It's on the Xbox, it's on the GameCube, and it's on the PC, kinda.
I wouldn't pay.
I don't think it's on I don't even think it's on the PlayStation. What? PlayStation. Phantasy Star.
Yeah. Never heard of it. Is it like a fantasy game?
Fantasy Star. You just played the beta and couldn't figure out how to get out of the room.
Right, right. I know what game you're talking about.
You know where that came from? It came from the Sega Dreamcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was on the Xbox. And I can buy that for $10 and I almost bought it the other day. And I'm pretty sure you gotta pay to play on top of having an Xbox Live thing, I think. I don't know. I haven't played it yet.
Huh.
Either way, whatever the case is, I'm sure they're gonna have some kind of MMORPG type thing where you gotta pay because they have to store your shit server side. I'm sure there's gonna be something like that. Eventually. Whatever. Anybody who doesn't know what SOCOM is, military first-person shooter on the PlayStation. You know, it's a tactical squad kind of thing.
Looks cool.
Yeah, and you know what? The graphics on this one, they look pretty good. They do look much, much improved. The big concern I have with this is the AI. The AI in these games is usually pretty bad.
Are they still the morons where you end up shooting your own guy because he runs in front of you?
Yeah, hopefully not this time, though. Hopefully not this go-around, because, you know, they're really trying to... I mean, this is a great game here. It really actually is. This is a phenomenal game. I see people buy this game at work all day long. SOCOM 2. It's pretty popular. It really is. It's kind of a shock, because I see them, and I'm like, what are you, crazy? Don't you have a computer? Go buy Doom 3 or something. It's cheap. I picked up Doom 3 in the expansion today for dirt cheap.
Do you got the Unreal Tournament yet?
2004?
The newest one. I almost bought the story the other
day. Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah, but dude, have you played Doom 3?
No.
Oh, it's sweet. You gotta check it out. When we're done, I'll show you. Yeah. All
right.
Now, look, he even carries it with him.
Is it?
Yeah, that's Unreal Tournament 2004.
Atari? What is it for?
It's for the PC. Okay. Just put it in that box. All right, now, let's see. There's 30 different guns in SOCOM. 30 different weapons. That's a nice variety. Right? On top of that, there's 20 different attachment modifications you can customize your guns with. Remember on Frag Ops, you could, night vision crap.
Yeah, I still need to get that game there so that I can...
You can play that? Good deal. Oh, right. You need to buy that. That's worth it. It's like $20.
Yeah, it's cheap.
Yeah, it's so worth it, though. It's so worth it. And it should run on your computer, believe it or not. And I just...
Ow! Everybody, put the gloves back on.
It'll run good on it.
I know it will.
Well, if it's running the
Battlefield 2,
okay.
Yeah. I know. I don't see how that computer still works. It's so friggin' old. I know. Now, maps are up to 6 times as large because they've added vehicles to SOCOM.
Sweet.
So it's a little bit more like Battlefield 1942, where you're just going to be able to jump into something. Isn't SOCOM... SOCOM is like modern-day combat, by the way. Yeah, we're not talking about some World War II bullshit, okay? No, sick and tired, enough with the World War II stuff. Okay, yeah.
When I was your age...
Exactly.
I took a guy out with a slingshot in a tree.
You know what you gotta watch? You gotta watch the old Negro Space Program. It's so funny. It's NegroSpaceProgram.com, I think. Oh my god, they got a guy talking just like that about going to space, and like they had like this modified Cadillac, they flew to space using parts that NASA like left in the field. It's like a whole movie. It's so funny. Anyway, there's checkpoints now, I guess during the single-player game, so you can, these maps are big now. They're a lot bigger than they used to be, okay? Some of them are up to 6 times as big, but it's because you have vehicles now. So you can get around a lot easier, so now it allows you to have a much larger map where people aren't walking all over the place. And they have little checkpoints and stuff for the single-player game where you can, heal up some of your dudes and you can save your game. So you don't have to just, run through it all at once and get smoked and start over again. Yeah, it's pretty cool. They're saying the AI has been improved quite a bit, and the enemies are going to be more active. like, so they're not just gonna, like, run up to you and start walking at you while they're shooting you. They're gonna try to duck behind things. They're gonna try to outflank
about
you.
About time.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than walking behind him and just being like, hey, dude, check this out.
Oh, yeah.
Either putting it in his ass or in the head. Yeah.
Exactly. They're supposed to be a lot smarter now, and they're saying that more enemies can do stuff at the same time. Rather than, apparently, it was pretty limited on how many dudes you would run into at once. So now you've got multiple, well, more than what you had before attacking you at one time and whatnot. Multiplayer now in SOCOM 3 doubles the amount of players. Up to 32 people now can play this on the PlayStation 2 online.
Holy crap.
That's pretty cool.
That's like a small army.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, you get 16 people on each team rather than 8 people on each team. That's really cool.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is, because this does good on games like Battlefield 1942 and whatnot, you know. That's what makes some of them great. And this is really cool. And I actually intended to talk about SOCOM after Battlefield 2, but I had my note pages in the wrong order. So my notes reference Battlefield 2, which we just talked about, right? Which we didn't. Was the maps will resize like Battlefield 2 maps? They don't resize.
Now I was playing that earlier today.
Wait. We got to talk about that later after this, okay? But what happens is this: you've got. You want to backhand this?
I'm so sorry.
You've got a map. Okay, a full-size map for 32 players. Let's say you hop on, there's only 16 players, and you guys want to go now. The map, it has a sectioned-off area where if there's only 16 players on, you lose, you shave off part of the map. So that it's still
awesome.
It's so fat.
Awesome.
You have a very tactical map still, which you're familiar with still, but a smaller area to roam in the zone. Right? I don't know if that's very clear to everybody. You know, you have a full-size map, but you're only playing on a section of it
now,
you're playing with less people.
I'm assuming it's not going to scale. It's going to be like...
It doesn't scale. It's the same
which
size.
Which is good.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because that way, the map builders can say, all right, this is going to be the area that
it's
only 16
exactly.
people, and then this will be the area if it's 32, and they can keep tactical...
Exactly.
Depending
they
on the
set
size.
It up so that you know there's it's exciting combat, no matter where how many players you have there, and you're not going to wind up with 8 people on a 64 or 32 size player map. You're not going to wind up with that. You're going to wind up on that map, but it's going to be a part of that map now. So where it's more action. You know, I mean, your bases are going to be closer now. You know, you're only at the 2 close bases instead of the 2 close bases and all the ones to the back end of the map for your team. You know. So that's really, really cool. They've got even new combat modes to this, like Convoy. Now this, I am actually not too big of a fan of some of these, but I'm sure they're still fun. Convoy, where one team controls basically unarmed vehicles. You know, a convoy. You've got, you know, whatever the hell role, maybe supplies or something, right? And then you got the other team that's got to take out that convoy. So you can just see the maps that you're, you know, the situations you're going to be driving through like a busted out area, you know, urban area. And you got dudes up in the windows with rocket launchers and stuff, you know, like I could just totally see that. And they're like totally, what's that thing called? What's the name of it? Con Air. Remember where they're like, take out the front one and take out the back one and smoke them out.
Or even Black Hawk Down.
I haven't seen that.
What?
I'm not a big fan of war stuff.
It was actually a pretty good movie,
too. I'm sure it was.
I almost wet myself 2 times.
I'm sure it was great, but I don't know. It's just not, I don't know, not for me. I don't really care, but anyway, yeah. So you're going to have some pretty cool tactical combat situations like that, which that could be a lot of fun, but I don't know. It's a good idea, though. It's a good idea. I hope it plays out well. And one called Control. This one I'm really not sure of, but I bet it's pretty fun, though. There's 5 points on the map, and the whole thing is you got your 2 teams still, and you have to capture all 5 points first. And it's not like a takeover, though. So it's like, you know, you just have to get there and take over the place, and then you can go to the next place. You don't have to worry about the enemy claiming it back. Both teams can claim the same point, right? It's just who gets all 5 first. So, you know, you're running to a place, and you're blasting dudes, and you're trying to get the thing, you know, and then the other guys are running at you because it's more of like a race with a little bit of shooting thrown in. So it sounds pretty cool, too, but I don't know. We'll see how that plays out.
This is SOCOM 3.
SOCOM 3. Do you remember we've got to remember to mention the name of the game because we go on and on and on about it sometimes. And yeah, they're also.
I almost thought we were talking about Battlefield 2 for a second. When I realized, I'm like, oh, better say something.
Yeah, good call. SOCOM email account, and they have a message board, which supposedly the developers are supposed to hang out on and look into like bugs that people post. And they haven't said they're going to have any downloadable content, but they're thinking about doing something where they could add stuff from a web server to the game itself. You know, that's pretty cool. They're going to have clan tournament ladder deals. You know, they're going to have like competition type stuff. You know, that's pretty cool. I don't know. It sounds pretty great. If you have a PlayStation Portable, there's a SOCOM game on that. It's called Fireteam Bravo, SOCOM. Something to have to do with if you beat some missions on SOCOM 3, you can hook it up to the PSP and it'll, like, change some of your missions on your PSP game. So, like, if you have a mission where you're, like, you know, delivering supplies or whatever, maybe when you're, you know, then bam, you go to play at work or whatever, and your guy has more ammo on your PSP game. Yeah, that's pretty cool, you know? I don't know. They were even talking about your guy being affected by getting injured. Like, so, like, if you get shot in the leg, your guy's all limping and moves slower and stuff. That's pretty cool. It pisses you off, but it's pretty cool.
That's pretty realistic.
You know, exactly. And in these kind of games...
Not so sure I like it, though.
I'm not so sure I like it either. From a gameplay standpoint, it kind of pisses you off. Because, like, once you're injured, you may as well just die.
Well, let you, like, pop a bullet off of one of your shells, pour the gunpowder in. Yeah.
What did I just watch that on?
Lost.
Yeah, okay.
I did watch that.
So, I don't know. And it's going to have a progressive scan and 16:9. That's anamorphic widescreen support. So, I mean, they're going all out on this game, and it really does sound fantastic. However, it does sound like the console equivalent of Battlefield 2. It sounds a lot like it.
That does sound,
you know,
sweet.
But, I mean, it's on a console.
But now, the single-player mode is a lot more like, say, Rainbow Six is, where you're...
Right, where you control a squad of guys.
I cannot understand on a console. You gotta pause the action.
No.
Usually you hold a cursor and you tell them what to do.
You press like one button and it pulls up like a whole menu in front of you, but
like
you,
a little circle is translucent.
Exactly. And this is the same way. And like, so like you played enough, you're gonna know that full on attack is hit that button real quick and hit up. So you go bam, and your guys are go.
Cursor's on is where they're gonna run over and start.
Yeah, like it's pretty easy. Yeah. It's really quick and easy. They made it good. They made it really fast to
you
can order
be a
your card squad
and still get this.
Yeah, it's easy. You just press the button. The little menu comes up. You press there. Bam, they're gone. Or they're raiding a room. Or they're throwing grenades. I mean,
I'd still rather do it. Press F3
for what? Controlling your crowd of dudes.
Yeah,
I don't know. It seems like it's easier for me to use it with a controller.
What? You know,
rather than navigate menus and stuff. Yeah. Because look at Unreal Tournament. When you try to navigate and tell your party what to do, you have to memorize, like, okay, I hit C, and then I want to attack is A, and I want to the left, you know, we hit D over here. And that's, you know, because they give that weird little menu that, you know, it's like, it's the same for the voice chat menu. It's not very great. It's a good idea, but it just doesn't work out very well, I think. But anyhow, the game sounds really good. It's on a console, so if you have problems with first-person shooters on consoles, you should probably avoid this because you're going to be playing against guys like Legion who are going to whoop your ass, okay? Guys like Hooks who do this all day, okay? And they're just going to be able to just destroy you.
I'm going to own you.
Exactly. It's going to be boom, headshot.
Oh, they're rough. How you do?
Click, click.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
But this game reminds me a lot of Battlefield 2. Which the demo just came out for the PC and has been just highly anticipated.
Awesome.
Because I know, Hooks, you're a big 1942 player.
Big. And Desert Combat.
And, yeah, the Desert Combat mod seemed
to
be like
the
most popular thing in the world. Every single person I knew that said they played Battlefield 1942 meant they played Desert Combat.
Basically.
Yeah, because everybody's sick of the World War II thing. Thanks for listening. The downside of this is it's from Electronic Arts.
Challenge everything.
Yeah, I just don't know if they're worthy to give any money to, but I hate to say it, the game is a lot of fun.
It is fun. And it I wanted to touch base until you cut me off about a half hour ago. What they've done in the new one, which basically blew me away, is when you get shot, as long as you're not totally dead, it'll say, you know, you're critically wounded.
Right.
If a medic walks over and helps you, dude, you come right back to life.
Yeah.
Right there. You don't like paddle back.
Yeah. Did you see
you've got the... He's all... Well, I'm sitting there and I'm like, wow, I'm looking up at the sky and I'm not, like, I'm waiting to respond. And all of a sudden I see some dude leaning over me and I pop up and I'm like, fuck yeah, man, there's a tank. So I got ran over, but I was like, shit, yes, I don't have to start at the beginning and fucking sprint for 10 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can run.
You can run, yeah.
That's awesome.
You have a nice little run meter on the bottom and it recharges fairly quickly.
And I don't know, maybe I was smoking crack back at the place, but... If you're going out to blow up tanks, you run slower or you run for a shorter amount of time because
you're carrying
more.
The bazooka and all that.
Yeah. Where the sniper, man, he fucking ran for like a half hour.
I'm a big fan of the sniper, but I'm a big fan of the what do they call them? Middle East. Okay, there's three factions in this game too. The demo
only
has
two. Yeah.
The demo only lets you have two, and it's only on one map. Now this does the same map scaling thing.
With only one mode too.
But yeah, the demo only has the
onslaught like.
Yeah, what's it called? Conquest or something? Conquerors? Yeah. I can't remember what the hell it is.
Conflict?
No, it's whatever the hell it is. It's a lot like onslaught.
Yes, yeah. lot like it.
Yeah, yeah, but not the chain thing though. But right. That's all you have in the demo, and it's so worth downloading this demo.
Do it. It took me like 2 hours, but do it.
Dude, it's so worth it. It really is fun. I had a great time playing. I mean, you know, when you come away with stories from a game. You know you were enjoying yourself. And I didn't get a chance to play this book for like 3 hours yesterday. And I was out, my buddy Dave comes over and he's like, you know, we had some work to do on his computer and stuff, so I couldn't sit and play. But all I did for the first half an hour was talk about what happened for the last 2 hours in this game. And I'm like, dude, oh my god, there I was, face down in the dirt trying to not be seen, you know, I'm picking dudes off and I'm hearing planes flying over me, you know, and all of a sudden I hear, when I turn around, I look up, and the next thing I know, I explode, you know?
I mean, did you notice the mortars that were on there? Like, the big mortar cannons?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sitting up there on top of that crane trying to pick people off with the bad guy gun.
Mm-hmm.
And
which is the bomb. I'm all just, about being a terrorist sniper guy. A Middle Eastern sniper.
This big, like, mortar fucking cannon just starts shooting. So I'm like, well, fuck, I'm going to shoot whoever's shooting it.
Mm-hmm.
No, dude, it's like the little... fucking van that's sitting behind me over there.
You have a commander who can do shit like that. You have a commander. You elect the commander of your squad who can pull up a map. So when he's, you know, he's looking at the game from a map and he sees where you are. If you guys have your satellite thing captured, you know, you guys can see like some of the enemy. Yeah, right? I don't know if it's the whole thing or not. I don't ever play it. I don't get off on the whole commander thing, but they can call down artillery fire on the enemy areas and stuff. They can do a lot of cool stuff. They can warn you about, they have private radio channels. So, and you break up and you can set yourself up into squads, right? So you hop on, 64 fucking people, right? 32 on your team. You get yourself, you know, six squads of five dudes and a commander and, well, I guess one extra guy. He's a lone sniper. That'd be me. That'd be me. So you've got these squads. Now each of those squads sets a leader, okay? So like, you know, let's say this is your special forces squad because you have weapon loadout, special forces, sniper loadout. So you just click, you know, bam, I'm going special forces, you know, because I like this gun, you know, or I like sniper. I got a pistol and I got a sniper rifle and whatnot.
A grenade.
And grenade, yeah, right? And the paddles, right?
And so, the paddles, yeah.
This is what I have.
Clear!
You know, and all I have to do is click that, click on the map where I want to spawn, hit ready, and I wait for my 10 seconds or 20 seconds, you know, until I respawn, and I'm good to go. But, like, so you have a leader of your group. Now, the commander has private chat channel. Now, when I say, you've got, this game supports voice over IP, so you
have... I was going to say, I should probably keep my...
headset, microphone, and all that, right, because it's set up so that it's built into the game, voice over IP, you can chat with your dudes. If you're the commander, you have a private chat channel to the leaders of the squads.
Oh,
so you say, all right, you know, squad one and two, you guys have to go here, because he's looking at it from a strategic point overhead, you know, and he tells the other squads, you guys got to go this way and do that, and you know, and meanwhile, the last squad, you guys got to hold this middle point. He's only talking to the leaders if he's on the private chat channel thing, right?
So this leader's like, all right, dude.
Yeah, so the leaders now have to get on their channel, which is only their squad,
right?
And say, all right, guys, this is what our mission is. It's really cool. It's just like all of a sudden, dude.
Realism,
you know? Yeah, it really does. You know, you're listening to guys handing out orders
from
a guy who knows what's going on. It's so not like real world war.
The only thing you hope is you don't get like some 8-year-old as your commander.
You know, yeah, really. Okay, you guys.
Hey, listen here.
Yeah.
We're going to go over there.
Just kill them all.
Well, not to mention, it doesn't always pan out like that.
No, it doesn't.
Like you have,
but it could.
Like you have that the Wolfenstein game where you have the medics and the thing, and mm-hmm. no one's the medic. And if they are, they're not doing what they're supposed to.
Hell
and
no!
Everybody just runs around shooting. And so
you don't have to be part of a squad. You can just be out there by yourself. And I'm usually out there by myself just because I suck and I'm trying to get a hang of it.
And to have all those squads and the commander and stuff, it sounds like it would be a fat experience. It'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, right.
I just don't know if it's going to actually play out like that.
I think it will
world.
For the serious clans.
Yeah,
I think it will for the serious clans.
Yeah.
I think they're going to just be like, this is the best thing that's ever happened.
And they're going to seriously go through levels just beating up all these independent mm-hmm. kids or the ones that are like, I'm not going to listen to you. You're not my commander.
Yeah,
like, hey,
yeah.
Dick,
get
you
out.
Don't want to play. Get the fuck out.
Exactly. And I think that's how this mostly should be played. If you're playing on a clan server anyway.
Yeah,
if you're on a public server, hey,
yeah,
it's all,
different.
You know, vote somebody in and tell them to go fuck themselves if you don't like them.
Exactly.
And, you know, whatever. But I think it's going to be really cool for stuff like that. This comes out June 22nd in the United States, or at least North America, and Europe on the 24th of June.
We beat them. Finally.
We beat him, finally.
God damn it.
We beat him. It's, you know what one of my biggest complaints with this game is, though, is pulling up the menu. Now, for an example, I pulled up Doom 3, you hit escape, and instantly...
It's just like that.
The menu comes up. You know, yeah, I hit escape, bam, I'm looking at save, load, quit. You hit escape in Battlefield 2.
It takes a half hour almost.
Yeah.
Seriously, I could pinch one off in the amount of time it takes to get to that
It
screen.
Does. It takes forever, you know?
I don't even know when it's loading.
It's probably that stupid graphic in the background.
Where the fucking plane's flying over. Yeah,
the dude running behind the buildings and crap. Yeah, it's so lame. I mean, you hit escape, it says loading menu. And you have to sit there and get shot at because you can't control yourself anymore while it loads the menu. It's so ridiculous.
And, like, it's a menu. What the fuck?
What I don't understand is the game doesn't run that well. It does run good. It does run smooth enough. It runs pretty good. If you can get on a server that doesn't lag to all shit. Because, okay, there was a few problems with the release of this. First of all, the driver issue for both sets of video, for NVIDIA and ATI. ATI released drivers like the 9th. The demo came out on the 10th. There was problems they found with the 5.5 version of the driver. So they're doing testing now to find out how the 5.6 Catalyst driver for ATI, which you
folks, I need to get.
You need to get those because it's probably going to help. And NVIDIA, this I can't fathom. I cannot wrap my head around this one. NVIDIA's latest drivers are 71.89. The whole time I was playing, it kept telling me, I need to upgrade my drivers. I've got the latest ones. If you look on the damn disc, it's got 7730s on there, and they're not on NVIDIA's site. They're way hella newer. And it does correct the weird graphical, I had shadow problems with 7189s, which are the current ones on NVIDIA's website. I had
crazy shadow problems.
Yeah, like whole textures underneath, like anything that moved. Planes, bombs, people, vehicles.
Big old squares.
Giant squares. It was supposed to be a shadow. Yeah, it wasn't like a shadow. It didn't look like a tank. It was just a block. It was a big black square. And it sucked balls because even I had a big black shadow where I walked. So I'm walking through like the grass. The grass looked pretty good till I get near it. And then all of a sudden it gets all dark and weird. And it just, it was weird. But that is all corrected. Install the drivers that it comes with. They're 7730s.
So 5.6.
5.6 for the Catalyst for ATI. NVIDIA guys with GeForce cards have to get the 7730s, which is on the CD. It also installs itself, or an installer package is there on your system. It reads what kind of card you have and installs the proper thing. But you have to go install it. It'll load it to your computer, but you have to actually install it yourself. Definitely have to go do that. However, that's not to say that it works right. With the 7730 drivers, Kobar and I noticed a very peculiar happening with some of the textures on the walls. It looks like they were made of liquid.
Only the half wall, though. There's like these certain half walls that kind of go.
They were like rocky, though, right?
Next to the pathway. And it was like they flowed.
Yeah, they warped and bent, and it was just like acid trip when you were walking. Yeah, it was very strange.
Buildings, the trees, everything else was perfectly fine.
Yeah, looked great.
That one wall, though,
was
all crazy.
You know, it wasn't just that one wall. It was anywhere that texture was used.
It was that one texture.
It was really, really bizarre. Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on with that. But on top of all these problems, on top of these, you know, people having problems being able to play the game. Well, I mean, view it correctly anyway. I have been unsuccessful at finding servers that aren't in Germany. And I don't know what this is.
The server pick list is...
It's crap. Now, see, I did not install the GameSpy Arcade garbage that this comes with. I refuse to install that shit on my computer. Yeah, I won't do it. There's no way.
Why not?
It's crap. I hate that kind of stuff. I don't need something that tries to tell me where I can play games. Why can't I turn the game on and look at the server list like every other game before? You know? Why? So I do that. And I'm looking at the server list, and almost everything is in Germany. So it's like I have a ping of like 4,000, you know.
Crap.
It's terrible. And there is a few there, though. There is a few that are local to us in North America, anyway. The pings aren't too bad. The best ping I think I've actually seen and connected to was like 74, 75. It's not bad, but like...
It'd be better.
What do we hit up on Unreal Tournament 2004?
We had one that was 12.
Like 12, yeah. We get incredible pings sometimes, as long as there's something somewhat nearby on a real pipe, you know. But unfortunately, it's new, though. I mean, it's new, and here, I think, is the big problem. EA released a bad version of the server to a lot of people. So it's going to take them a week to fix it, okay? It's the Linux server, okay, which a lot of these server farms are running. They're not going to run Windows for these games. They're running something that works right. They're running Linux servers. Well, they released an older version, and it's going to take them a while to fix that. So by the end of the week, or in a week, I guess, probably by the 17th, 18th, we're going to have probably a whole lot more servers that are probably a whole lot more stable and probably with better pings and whatnot. So that's good to know. We managed to talk about this game for quite some time and not even talk about like any details. That's so fat because this game really is a lot of fun. Some of the things, you got three factions now. We've got the United States, obviously, right? Everybody probably is aware of that.
United States Marine Corps.
You've got the Middle East Coalition, which is just some crap they made up to, I guess, threw together for, you know.
Muammar Gaddafi and all
right,
his buddies.
Right, right. I like playing those dudes because they have the baddest ass sniper rifle I've ever got to shoot in a game. It was cool. And then, not.
I don't understand how that's balanced to the American sniper.
Quiet. I like it. Oh. don't have him nerf my gun.
Don't say the B word.
Chinese. That's going to be the third faction that's not in the demo.
That's going to be a good one.
That's going to be pretty great.
I can see Wolf.
I can't wait to hear the... Have you heard the voice?
You better recognize. You say, bitch.
You have you heard the voiceovers for the Middle East Coalition?
No.
Oh man,
I've been to bad guys.
It's okay. It's pretty. Like you listen to. Can you imagine the voices for the? They better be serious about it. Goddamn it! They better not screw around. I'll be.
China will be real proud.
Yeah.
For China. This will look real nice.
They've got over 30 vehicles for this game too.
You know, I can teach you to speak Chinese.
I'm pretty good doing my wolf impression.
Every L is an R.
Your wolf impression is almost better than wolf can do.
I know. It's just, even Dave loves it too, because I did it the day on accident, and he just hit the floor laughing, because he remembers I used to do it at work every night. I haven't seen him in like 2 years, and I still do it, and he's just like, I love that. Anyway, this game has over 30 vehicles, and if you've played Battlefield 1942, you know what the vehicles are like. It's so much fun, and I enjoy the sniper. I enjoy the guy who's out by himself. Fuck what everybody else is doing. I want to see if I can not get myself killed for a little while I just shoot at random people. Okay, I really like that. I don't know if I'm sick and twisted or what, but I think it's cool, because I can save people's asses sometimes. Yeah. You know, they're out there in a firefight, and they're dropping, and they're like, we're not shooting them, and there I am. That's okay, guys, I got this. You know, I love that shit. But you know what else is a lot of fun? Turning around and jumping a net 14 for a minute.
Yep.
You know what? And you're just up there just flying around, just dropping bombs
on
people.
Here's what you need to
do.
Get in an F-14, fly straight up, and jump out.
Oh, they have all that crazy stunt stuff, too.
I know they do, but what I'm saying is because you like to snipe, fly straight up, jump out,
pull the parachute,
and just float to the bottom and shoot people. It's going to be a direct kill. You hit him in the top of the fucking head.
That is awesome. That's a great idea.
Right?
But you've got jeeps.
He's a floating target then, though.
Dude, yeah, I know. I'm kind of exposed. Everything. Boats, jeeps, all kinds of crap in this. You know, they had dune buggies. Dude, one of the coolest things I had, I was looking at this dune buggy.
Was it the three-seater?
There was only two of us. There was only me and some other guy, so I didn't maybe get a good look at it, because I was lagging all the shit on the
server. So it was like your seat, the passenger seat, and then some dude's up behind
you. Up on the back with like a... Yeah, exactly. And it was so much fun. Me and this other guy, there's this one round. Somehow, I always run off in the same direction, because nobody was ever over there, right? And I was always trying to kind of get off to the side behind, so I could snipe from like behind enemy lines, you know, and just take them out. And somehow, one of my teammates wound up over there with me. So, you know, the whole thing is you got to capture that flag, that whole area. So you walk up to it, we're both sitting there, and since there's two of us, you know, your guys are raising the flag quicker for your thing. We took over the area hella quick. There's no enemies. So I start walking towards the place. The guy's like, hey, come here. There's a jeep over here. So we hop in our little dune buggy thing, right? We're just like, running down the beach and shit, right? Get up behind the second place. We're looking around. There's nobody out there. We're like, dude, we're taking over this map, right? This is sweet. We're going to win because we're so awesome. So we take over the second place. We raise our little flag back in our little dune buggy, right? Hightail it down the beach. We grab the third place. We're raising our flag down there. And then we both said, okay, we should be good. We should be getting all the points. And we look, and they'd taken over our side of the map. Us two had taken over their side of the map. And they
meanwhile,
just,
they were over on your side.
Yeah, just wrecking
so
all of our
sides.
Yeah, it was so much fun, though. I mean, it's just, you have really fun things like that happen in this game, especially when you're talking to people. You know, but I don't know.
So now, you were talking to the guy, like, in
with
voice?
The voice chat thing, no. I should have been. We were just typing back and forth. I was lagging too bad to even try to use something like that. But, you know, still, we were sitting there chatting like, you know, two little girls in high school. You know, it was great. We were getting along pretty good. But this game...
What Billy did!
Exactly. I think he likes me. We have up to 64 players in this game, right? Which is really cool, because that's a lot
that's
more
huge.
Than... some. Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. I like more... So that's good because you know what? These servers are full. It's not like you're playing with 38 people on a 64 size map. There's 64 people there.
You're like, God damn it, somebody jumps so I can get in there.
Exactly, exactly. They've got that whole commander play thing we talked about. Oh, there's a player ranking, a player ranking thing, like America's Army, too.
Good idea.
You know, yeah, so you get points based on if you've been saving your teammates, you know, asses, or if your commander gives you, like, a waypoint, you gotta go and attack there, and if you're attacking there, you're getting points or whatever, and victories, and it keeps track of your favorite gun, and your headshots, and all this stuff. And it keeps it on this online ranked database that you can check out and see where you're at and all this stuff.
Sweet.
It's really cool. And you can unlock new weapons and shit if you go up in rank.
Oh, wow.
So you're gonna have a bunch of people that don't play this very much using some nice shit. I mean, all the guns are good. Yeah. You know, the ones that you get. But there's some guys that play this all day, and they've got, like, the you know, maybe a really, really nice gun. Maybe a sniper rifle that zooms a little bit more and is a little bit more accurate or something. That's pretty cool.
That's rewarding.
Exactly. And I like that idea.
Hey, look, you played by the rules, you did a damn good job.
Exactly.
There you go.
It's better, I think it's better than the money system in games like Tactical Ops and Counter-Strike. Where that's nice,
somebody.
That has its place.
Right,
but
you can also
place.
Come up, steal somebody's kill, and end up with all that money.
Right. You know, in something like this, as long as it keeps track of it really well, I think that's pretty cool because you, like, earn something special. When people see you join a map and it says, you know, you're Commander Ass-Kicker or whatever the hell your name is, and they see you out there with a gun that nobody has.
They're going to be like, son of a bitch.
This guy can be our commander this round. You know, they're going to show a little respect. You know, I think that might be kind of cool because the game... Because it's hard to pick a commander. You don't want some noob to be the commander.
No.
You don't want that. So you're going to see who's ranked. You know, that's why it works better for this game, I think, instead of the money system. Like, when you kill a guy, you get $1,000 to buy next round a different gun or whatever the hell, you know. I don't know. I think that's pretty cool. It's got some single player, but it's more like bot single player. You know, like, you're basically doing the same thing with bots, and it's just not quite as fun. The AI is pretty bad on the easy setting, I'll tell you right now.
Oh, yeah.
And there's 12 maps. They're going to be released when this comes out. Now, that seems...
On the 22nd.
On the 22nd, here in North America, and on 24th in Europe. This is Battlefield 2 we're talking about, by the way. Huh?
Total of 13 maps.
I guess 12 total.
Oh.
And it doesn't seem like a lot. It's not a lot. I would expect them to release a whole lot more for some reason. Like 20 maps, at least. I don't know. It just seemed like a few... But remember, each one of these maps is...
It's two maps.
Three.
Three maps?
Three. There's, yeah.
Oh, three different bases.
16... 32 and 64 player size map. 16, 32, and 64. That's how each map can be sized. So each map, you've got three different... I mean, it's the same map, but it plays three different ways entirely.
Right.
You know, it's really, really cool. I mean, this game, it's a hell of a lot of fun. I can't say enough good stuff about this. We talked about that for a long time. You had a game that we saw today called Blood Magic?
Blood Magic. This is kind of a top-down Diablo-style RPG, but it's designed specifically for mages and stuff like that. It's all magic dudes.
Yeah, so a lot less on the melee, a lot more on the pew-pew!
And I think
I shoot you with my fireball!
I think that's great, because that's what I like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly these games are very melee-centric. And when you pick a mage, you're kind of gimped from the get-go, because it's designed for you to have a lot of armor class and a big attack and whatnot.
Being able to, yeah, exactly. Not get dropped in one swing from the enemy.
And so it makes them very hard. But this is going to be designed as with mages in mind. I think that's really cool. There are going to be six classes, different schools of magic. Each level gets you a new spell. There appears to be six spells at any one given time. I think I noticed... In some screenshots, six slots.
Well, you would have to pick your arsenal. Right. You couldn't just walk in with every spell in the book. Okay.
Right. And I think that's cool.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I know you're a big fan of that. That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
You can also take different spells and combine them for new effects.
And this game plays, it looks a lot like Diablo, but it looks like Diablo 2 should have been to me.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like the graphics.
It's a lot better than Diablo 2 could have been.
Yeah, absolutely. It does. But when I think of it, I keep seeing... This is what Diablo 2 should have been.
Mm-hmm.
I keep seeing, well, at least as far as maybe playing the Sorceress chick would be.
Right.
Because the graphics were great, the special effects, like on the spells and crap, was just absolutely amazing. You know, they even had the whole drawing the pentagram on the floor crap when you're casting your spells and stuff.
Right.
It's pretty damn cool.
As you pick different schools of magic, and you can pick and choose from any of them. It's not like if you have necromancy, you're not going to be able to use fire.
Right.
You can just pick and choose as you please, but... If you have more necromancy spells, you're going to start looking like a necromancer.
That's awesome.
And your alignment and what if you have more points in strength or more points in willpower, whatever, that's going to affect how your character looks. You'll get gaunt and you'll start growing horns and this sort of thing. And I thought that was pretty cool. Another thing is, unlike most of these good or evil games that we've had lately, if you go evil in this game, you help the bad guy take over the world. You don't save the world for a different reason.
Yeah.
like Fable, for instance.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like,
you're evil, but you're still saving the world. Well, what the hell's going on
yeah,
here?
Yeah, exactly.
And so, there's very little out. That's about all I have for this game. But it's looking really cool.
It does.
Anybody who likes these kind of RPGs and likes being the mage should check that out.
The only thing about it that I could say that was a little weird was you did have to run an awful lot.
Well, that's how a mage fights, though. Anybody who likes being a mage is already very used to that.
It seemed like, yeah, but it seems like I play a mage all the time and stuff like that. But it seems to me that I usually have some kind of a slow, like an ice spell that slows them down. I can stand there and just bomb them some more with something, or some kind of a root. Something that I can do, or throw a pet at them, or have some kind of magic shield or something.
I imagine they have some
control stuff. I hope so, because it seemed like in all the videos, the dude was running for his life all the time. Run away, turn around, throw a magic missile at him, and then run for his life some more, and that gets old real quick. That gets old real quick. So, I don't know. Just seems like you need bigger bombs, or you need some kind of a defensive spell or something, or a root, something. I don't know. Maybe they even have a whole school of magic dedicated to shit like that, so when you're playing multiplayer, one guy who's crowd control, one guy who's, you know, Iceman, and one guy who's the Human Torch, and one guy who's, you know, Necro. You know, that would be pretty cool.
And apparently, multiplayer is going to be a big part of this game.
That's good. I think that's really cool, because it looks like it could be a blast.
It appears to be teaming up and fighting against each other.
This game looks... What were we watching? In the beginning, didn't it have, like, a video? Like, wasn't it, like rendered video of something? The first video? Weren't we watching the video? And
the very first one was for,
No, that was a different game.
Right.
But on the video for this, wasn't it... There was something about it that was so not impressive to me, and I just, like, wasn't even paying attention.
Oh, right.
And then finally, and I was just
the
about...
The gameplay started.
Yeah, weren't they showing, like, cinematics or something? Yeah. And I was just like, okay, this isn't going to tell us anything about the game, so I might as well just tune out now. You know, because... Great, it doesn't do us anything. And then they all of a sudden flipped it to gameplay, and it looked so good. I was just like, oh my god, wow. And all of a sudden I just started, like, I got sucked into this video. It looks like a really cool game, but it does look, I mean, it looks, just imagine Diablo with, like, really nice graphics, and there's no, like, warrior dudes. There's just mage-type guys, so. It looks pretty good, though.
For those of us that like that sort of thing, I think it looks like it could
be very promising. Yeah, this looks pretty good. Damn, you know, somehow we still have a lot of stuff to talk about, but we're out of time.
No problem. Next episode.
Next week, we're just going to have to do this again, because I still got a page worth of crap. It's all movies, but that's all right. Because it's summertime. It's summertime. Movie season. And there's a lot of bullshit coming out right now. Like, you want to see the worst movie ever? I swear to God, Stealth is going to be a bomb. I swear, it's just going to bomb.
The name alone should...
Sorry, that movie's going to do great.
It's
going to do so
bad actors
office.
In it. And it's about like a... Like
oh,
a, like
God,
a
Ben Affleck in it.
And it's got, like, it's something about, like,
Jimmy Fox.
Yeah.
And it's not bad. It's
something about, like, an F-14 jet, though, that develops artificial intelligence. And, like,
it has artificial intelligence.
But yeah,
but
it becomes self-aware and tries
It's like
to...
fucking Knight Rider, but a jet.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
But evil, yeah. It's trying
but
to kill
evil.
Him.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
The idea has been done 1,000 times before in a slightly different way.
It's from the guy who brought us XXX and Fast and the Furious.
But I think it's going to be...
XXX out, too.
Yeah, but it's got Ice Cube,
what
though.
The fuck?
Come on, that's better than Vin Diesel, I think.
That's like when it came out with Tremors, like, 2 and 3, and
yeah.
They all had different actors, and you're like, wait a minute, the only dude that's still in here is the old senile bastard who's bald and has lots of guns and old shit that didn't go with the pinball idea.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's going to be entertaining. Movie of the year? Most definitely not.
No, that one, we're reserving that one for that other horrible-looking movie, Fantastic Four.
Yeah, that's...
It looks bad. I hate to say it, but it
looks
like
bad. It's like a bad spinoff of X-Men.
Dude, X-Men 2 was the shit. I can't wait for another one.
Everybody needs to go see Serenity, though.
Yeah. We're going to talk a lot about movies, probably, because it's summertime, big movie time. We're going to have to do a big thing on movies one of these days. Probably next show or the show after, I think. Because there's been a lot of good movies coming up, and exciting stuff in the movie world. All right?
See ya!
See ya!